What's going on, Cage Day Nation? Eddie Greer here for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there, Manhattan, Kansas. I'm a K-State University. Very first time listening to the show. Thank you so much for tuning into the episode here. Hey, baby, Saturday, May 2nd, 2026. Very first time again checking out this other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri, north of the river. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Saturday to do so. This might be quick postcast, losing postcast again of K-State baseball. Hey, I'm just saying what it is, saying what's on my mind. I'm not going to sugarcoat. If you've been following along, you've been every day of the show, or you just hopping in and out, or you just joined us at some point during the year so far. We're already in May, as I mentioned on yesterday's show. Go back and check those shows out. Then you know, right? So there's that. K-State baseball getting the start of the series with its 18 another ranked. This is actually, hold up. So this is the third consecutive team that K-State has faced that's being ranked, and start off the series on the wrong foot. You don't score against West Virginia as West Virginia shuts K-State out. How about this has been a rarity? And I think, now I might be wrong. You can go back and check everything here real quick. I think this is the first time ever you wait till May to not score on this potent offense that I have repeatedly talked about lately on this show. West Virginia 7, Kansas State nothing in this game. West Virginia right there in the mix, at the top of the league right now. Pete Hughes, real quick here, saying, "quote We had a difficult time building scoring opportunities the entire night." Goes on to say, "quote Max Yeale and Ian Korn were really good in." Really limited our offense, end quote. Yeah, we've seen K-State handle good pitching pretty decently all year long here, but did not score and build any more momentum. And I'm going to actually continue on here with Pete Hughes' quote here. He continues on here, actually. It says, quote, "We're going to have to be better tomorrow on both sides and be a better two-out team for us to get back in the series. Tazewell Butler pitched well enough in his first start, which we wish we were able to provide him some support during his outing." End quote. I know I'm summarizing that last, some a little bit of that up, as well as I thought that was interesting to start off with. I said on yesterday's show, Coach Hughes used James Guyette early this week. And who are they playing now? I can't remember who are they playing. Nebraska. Okay, in Nebraska, where they got walked off earlier this week, right? So you already burned him. And I thought honestly, I'll be straight up. He would go Lincoln Sheffield game one instead. You throw Tazewell Butler out there now. Tazewell Butler, we said good things about him. Why? Because he's been producing on the mound. His offense did not do that in last night's game up in Morgantown there as K-State gets shut. I think this is the first time they got shut out all year long. And the losing streak bumps to, let's see, hold on. You get swept by KU, then you lose to Nebraska, and now you're playing your third consecutive ranked team in 18th ranked West Virginia. So you have now lost a season high fifth game in a row. Kansas State baseball. Oof. Go inside the box score here after this shutout loss to West Virginia. And I'm hearing myself repeat. Let's put that away. West Virginia got the scoring started again in the first inning, and then they scored another one in the third, one more in the fifth, and in the big dagger. Giving up four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning. That put away this game. That was the key. That was the inning of this game right there. And Coach Hughes says something, and we're going to go to Tazewell Butler's line right here. Got it up, pulled up right here. Tazewell Butler, yeah, he did enough. Did enough to give K-State an opportunity. Tazewell Butler, 5 2/3. 8 hits, 3 runs, all those are earned. He did walk two and struck out three. Adam Arthur and Cohen Feaser finished it up there. Adam Arthur going an inning, and then Cohen Feaser going the inning and one-thirds there himself there as well. Yeah, West Virginia, Max Yield, shut it down. Five solid innings, and then West Virginia decides, you know what, let's throw Ian Corn in here for the other half. Yield, five innings, three hits, no runs, two walks, eight strikeouts there. Well, Ian Corn goes the second half of the game there, giving up nothing except a hit, a walk, and two strikeouts there in the game. Yeah, Max Yield going now. His record is 6-1. And unfortunately for Tazewell Butler, hit with a loss. 0-3. Wow. This late in the year, I feel bad. I feel bad for him. He's pitched well, but his team, his offense, can't provide him the support he needs. So he has been winless this year. And that's, yeah, that's as brutal. That's brutal. That's brutal. And then along with K-State getting shut out in this game, as we look at the final totals here of game one. Again, game two is later on today in Morgantown there. Can K-State break their losing streak now, which has now been bumped to five consecutive games losing? West Virginia, 7 runs, 11 hits, no errors. K-State, no runs, 4 hits, and an error in this ball game as they lose game one, the opener, to 18-ranked West Virginia in Morgantown late yesterday afternoon. Eddie Greer, another postcast edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, oh, I got out of that. Let me pull that tab back up real quick and look at this offense that did not get do nothing at all. Barrett Matlack, Ty Simulowski had the multi-hit game. The only one, honestly, he had half the hits. 2 for 3, Barrett Matlack and Caden Carl had the other hits for K-State. The pitching staff shut down D. Kennedy, nothing, and that's been a rarity. That's an also rarity all year long, holding those guys. Shantier didn't get a hit. My guy Shantier didn't get a hit in this game there as well. And K-State better figure it out quickly. As look, the ship is really sinking fast. Sinking fast here with these opponents here. Yeah, fifth straight loss. And yes, this is, and I was right. So this is the longest losing streak of the season, and you picked the wrong time to do that there as well. Ty Simulowski here, real quick, became the seventh player here in 2026 to record 10 multi-hit games. He has registered a hit in 5 straight games. Simulowski will look to do that, and his offense will need to come with him as well, as they look to even get their first run to the series today, this afternoon, in Morgantown. Game 2, later on today, at 3 Central Time. That's 4 Eastern Time. Obviously, if you listen, if you're in the Manhattan, Kansas area, you can catch those games if you have the time to do so. I know, maybe some people might have checked out. This is okay. I said this on last week, on yesterday's show, that people are already starting looking at football, and hey, I ain't knocking it because what's going on around there. So, and K-State sinking, this baseball team sinking fast here. We'll see if they can stem the tide here and try to respond to 18 right. West Virginia's there up in Morgantown there as well. So there you have it. Yeah, like I said, it's gonna be pretty quick because we ain't do nothing, and West Virginia, they're that huge seventh inning there. Without that, even without that inning, I don't. K-State's offense there. I don't think it would have produced anything anyway. So, but yeah, when you get solid pitching there and you don't get help from your offense, it is tough to win games. And right now for K-State, it's really tough for them to get any system, any momentum right now, as they look to get back in some this series and cut off this losing streak they have going on right now. And oh, by the way, as we wrap up this postcast here, K-State, oh, by the way, yes, I'm getting to them real quick here. Oh, boy, let me see here. Yeah, 26-20, and K-State suffers 13th loss in conference play in 2023. Now they are 9-3 on the Big 12 season. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. You can get it where podcasts are found, free and available daily, or it's just a core K-State content. Y'all know what it is, iTunes, Spotify. If you have not already, I know we're just beginning in May. Football season is going to be right here on our doorstep. So definitely make sure you go ahead, hit that subscribe button, hit the like button, hit the alarm button. Every time I update content daily, y'all will first be notified about that. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about this podcast. And I have not said this enough. Yeah, feel free. I know we have listeners because our numbers are up there. But feel free to leave us a 4 or 5 star rating. That will help not just host out. We're not looking for fame or anything like that. But it helps out other Kansas State fans find out more about this other K-State podcast up here in Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. Again, game one, all West Virginia. Oh, come on, you. Oh, boy. Let me see here where I got. Yeah, all right. Yeah, so trying. I never know what this thing. But anyways, breaking up the rhythm here. 18th ranked West Virginia, 7. Kansas State, nothing in game one of this weekend series. Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all. This has been another episode postcast of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports with cats.